Blog Talk Radio.
It is with great honor that I am able to introduce to some of you and to present to others of you my mentor, my friend, and my sister. She is the world's greatest worship pastor. We sing her music all the time, and she's here to celebrate with us. Can you make some First Baptist noise for Dr. Judy McAllister?
Come on, let's give God praise this morning. He's worthy to be worshipped and adored. Let's celebrate him. Come on, let me hear you make some noise. Yeah, come on. Yeah. Let's sing it every heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You're worthy to be praised.
Everybody say
of God. Come on, everybody, lift up your hands to the Lord. Now open your mouth and begin to bless him with the words of worship. Come on, shower him with the words of worship. Shower him with love. The Lord has been good to us all week. We owe him some worship. That's it. Come on, lift up your hands. That's it. Lift your hands in the sanctuary and bless the name of the Lord. Come on, you can turn the volume up on your worship. Come on, turn it up. He's been good. We worship you this morning. Wonderful Savior, strong deliverer, mighty God. We honor you in this house. There is none like you in all the earth, and we celebrate your name. Hallelujah to your name. Come on, everybody. I lift my hands.
I lift my hands. I praise you, Lord.
I bow my head.
Hey!
to your praise. Lift him up to your worship. Come on, clap your hands. Open your mouth and shout. And we come to give you the highest praise.
Hey, man. Hey, ladies and gentlemen all across the globe. This is Straight to the Point. Y'all better give God some praise if you're listening to this right now. Yeah. Give him praise, ladies and gentlemen. Give him praise. Thank you so much for being with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, our tonight's host guest is going to be Evangelist Jackie Mays. She'll be coming up shortly here in a little while. Yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want to give that number out, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number, to be on the program tonight, Straight to the Point. With tonight's host, ladies and gentlemen, Evangelist Jackie Mays, we're just excited about you being with us today. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise if you're listening to this live or later on. Thank you so much. Amen. 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 Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're on the internet as well or want to be on the internet as well, you can listen to this as well at blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, men.com/men. Let's talk. That'll get you on the access. That means you can listen to via phone at 347-843-4559, or you can listen via the internet. That is blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. That's Straight to the Point. You'll see the banner there. You can click on that right now. So we thank God for you being with us today. As you know, a lot is going on the planet right now. That's why prayer is so important. That's why Straight to the Point is so important, ladies and gentlemen. And we just thank God and through Jesus Christ today for being with us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank you so much for being with us today, and we're excited about the Straight to the Point broadcast. We want you to know that we are praying for you. We're praying for you. We're also fasting on your behalf, praying on your behalf, supporting on your behalf. And, of course, we just have to learn to enjoy each other more and worship each other, you know, I should say honor each other more and worship the Lord more each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank you so much for your time today. And we're just excited about what God is doing all across the globe. So we really, really are excited about what God is doing today. So thank you so much for your time. At this time, we're going to get ready to get started, ladies and gentlemen. I want to give the Lord another hand clap of praise. But that number is 347-843-4559. You can put that number out there, ladies and gentlemen. That number is 347-843-4559. That is the call-in number. So we thank you so much for your time today in Jesus' mighty name. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's go on and get started. I believe waiting on Evangelist Jackie Mays to kick us off here. I'm going to go ahead and thank the Lord for another opportunity to be here with you today. Amen. Amen. Evangelist Mays, Jackie.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Bless you. Yes. Thank you so much. I do apologize. Amen. I'm praying that you all can hear me. I'm using a different device, a different phone. I don't know if something was going on with the phone here. The weather is bad. But Dr. Vaughn, just let me know if you all can hear me.
Yes, ma'am. You are coming in loud and clear, Evangelist. So thank you so much for joining us tonight on Straight to the Point. God bless you. You got it. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you all so very much. Listen, we want to welcome you to Straight to the Point tonight, where our visionary is Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. We bless the Lord for each and every one of you for joining us and for just being patient with me with the weather here and everything. We thank God for it. Listen, we're not going to be before you long tonight. But I do want to give homage to our artist tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord at all times. Amen. So we just give God glory and we give him honor tonight because he is so good. Amen. He is so good. He is so faithful. He is so awesome, so mighty, so great. Amen. And he does all things well and excellent. And we praise him and we give him the honor and glory on tonight. Amen. We thank God for all of you that have joined us by way of the broadcast, or if you're going to be listening on the playback, we just want to welcome you to Straight to the Point tonight. Listen, if this is your first time joining us, let me just tell you a little bit about what Straight to the Point is. Straight to the Point is a prophetic broadcast that deals with real issues. And just like the title says, Straight to the Point. Amen. We get straight to the point. We're kind of, like they say, plain, right to the point, dealing with real issues, real life issues, real world issues, real issues in your life, in your family's life. Amen. And we just thank God for the opportunity tonight to be able to come to this platform opened up to us by Dr. Henderson. We give great homage to her on tonight. We thank God for Dr. Vaughn, Dr. Kevin Vaughn. Amen. The baddest network in the world. I don't care what nobody say. Me and let's talk. Amen. And we thank God for him always having our back, always taking care of everything and making sure everything's fine. We thank you so much for that. Listen, again, grab your Bibles really quick. We're going to go through a familiar passage tonight. Familiar passage tonight. I'm not going to be before you too long. Too long tonight. I want to go to Psalms 34. This just kind of fell in my spirit today and yesterday, and I says, I believe God's going to allow me to talk about this a little bit here tonight. Grab your Bibles and go to Psalms, the 34th chapter. It's a very familiar passage that you have heard many times before. I just want to encourage someone on tonight and lift someone up and give you a little bit of hope and a little bit of strength that you may be able to keep moving forward and not look back. Amen. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us to exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This is the verse I want you to zero in on. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this day that you have given us. God, we give you glory. We give you praise. We honor you. We reverence you because you, Lord, are so great, and you are so good, and you are so faithful. And so we praise you, God. We glorify you. We honor you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray right now for those that are listening, the ears, that this word would drop upon, God, that it would fall upon good ground, God, and it would take root, and it will begin to bring forth good fruit in their lives, in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. So I want to point out the fact of this sixth verse really stood out to me. And it said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Amen. We know that this poor man that we're talking about here is talking about David. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about David. David was a man that got into a lot of stuff, but David knew how to get out of trouble, somebody. Somebody hear me tonight. David knew what to do to get himself back in right standings with God. Whenever David would mess up, make a mistake, or whatever David would do, David knew how to get down and repent. He knew how to humble himself, first of all. He knew how to touch God through worship, through repentance, through humbling himself, through being broken before him. David was so close to God till when he messed up, this is me paraphrasing, This is the evangelist version. When he messed up, it hurted his heart because he was so close to God. He knew when he didn't get it right. But the Bible says that this poor man, he cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his trouble. Now let's jump over here to the verse 17. It says, the righteous cried and the Lord heareth and delivered them out of all of their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. And so one thing I want to say is that I want to encourage somebody tonight, because I just feel like somebody needs to hear that no matter where you are, what you've been through, what issues that you are dealing with, there is a way to get the attention of heaven, to bring you to another place, up out of that trouble, up out of that depression, up out of that low place. You know, it takes humility. It takes humility, and it takes just humbling yourself and crying out unto God and asking God to deliver you. Cry out unto him and ask him to deliver you. Because I ain't never seen a father. Never seen a father that a child cries out and they don't respond, and they don't do nothing about it. See, God answers his children. He answers their cries. And one thing about the cry that we make is he knows the difference, just as we do. Any of you on the line that may have children, you may be a parent, and that child can cry out. You know the difference in the sounds of the cries. You know when something's serious going on or when they're just crying. You know, they can cry and you'd be like, you ignore it if it's just a whine or a regular cry. But if something is really wrong, that child maybe be to slam their hand in the door or cut their foot or done something and they cry, that's a different cry. And you speedily jump and get to that child to rescue that child from whatever is going on. And I want somebody to know tonight that there is a cry that you can make that gets the attention of heaven and causes God to respond unto your cry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says that many will be the afflictions of the righteous. There's many things that will happen in our lifespan that will cause us to cry out unto God. There's many pains and sufferings that we will go through, come on, that will cause us to cry out, oh God, have mercy upon me. Oh God, deliver me. Oh God, rescue me. You know, so there's different things, situations, and circumstances that causes us to have a different kind of a cry that gets heaven's attention. And so he said, the righteous cry and the Lord hear it. My God. That's right there, something to think about. He said, the Lord hear it. It's a different thing when God hear your cry and respond to you. Sometimes we'd rather pick up the phone and call somebody and cry to them or complain to them or, you know, unload on them or blow off steam with them. But it's only so much they can do. But it's a whole nother thing when you can get before the Lord. Excuse me. Get before the Lord in your broken place and in your broken position and cry out unto God. That gets his attention. And so David says here, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Notice that it says many are the afflictions of the righteous. My God, not the wicked. The wicked don't have many afflictions. Trust and believe, they don't, because the devil already got them. What we are fighting up against is against the opposition that comes against us because we decided to commit or sell out unto God and do what is right. He said, but many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. I'm telling you, saints of God, people of God, there ain't nothing that you're going to face that God ain't going to bring you through. I don't care what it is. I don't care how long it's been going on. God's going to bring you through all the way through it because he just said it in his word. Many going to be your afflictions. This ain't no surprise. And I want to let somebody know what you're going through today, it ain't going to last because God's going to bring you through it. Amen. Glory to God. And when you come out of that, when you get a little bit of a separation, a celebration, and something else may come up, don't get discouraged. Don't be alarmed. God's going to bring you through that too, because he said that many will be your affliction. Now, I don't know what your affliction is. I don't know. It could be you lost your job. It could be a lost loved one. It could be that you're struggling with your finances. It could be that your ministry have died. It don't matter what it is. God's going to bring you through. See, some things we got to pass through to get the greater anointing. I'm going to say that again. Some things we got to pass through to get a greater anointing, that God wants to use us to demonstrate his power and his anointing. See, anointing ain't cheap, and anybody just don't get it. It's those that are willing to die out and go through the fire gets the anointing. So you can't get discouraged and give up and stop and throw in the towel as if you don't have any hope. I'm here today to bring hope unto you, to let you know, hallelujah, glory to God, that victory is guaranteed unto you today. Victory is guaranteed. Amen. And so you don't have to worry about not making it. You don't have to worry and lose hope as the world do. Amen. Because we belong to the Most High God, and God is able and willing to bring us through every storm, every valley, every trouble, every opposition that you have to face. Let me tell you something. If you would just look back right now, just look back a little bit and see what God have already brought you through. Brought you through some times that looked like you wasn't going to never make it through. You couldn't even see the way how you was going to make it. You couldn't even think of, Lord, I can't even imagine not being on the other side of this thing. But you made it through. You made it through. And so you just go from one to the other, one to the other, because he said anything you face, anything that comes, I already got a plan to bring you out and to bring you through. And so he said he keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can go through things and don't even be affected by the thing. When you come out, you'll look back at that thing and that thing should have killed you. That thing should have sent you to a mental institution. That thing should have just put you all the way down where you'd never get up again. But look at you. You still standing. You still fighting. You still coming through. You still got hope. You still moving forward. Hallelujah. Jesus suffered as well. He suffered much. But his Father brought him through every bit of it, just as he's going to do for you and for I. So I want to encourage somebody today to let you know, don't be discouraged. Don't be downtrodden. Don't be depressed. Don't be hopeless, amen, because of what you may be facing today, what you may be going through. We serve a mighty and an awesome God that never lies, that tells us the truth. When he said that no weapon that is formed against you, it shall not prosper, that weapon will not prosper to destroy you. It was never designed to destroy you, but to strengthen you, to make you wiser, to make you stronger, to give you a greater anointing, my God. And so I want to encourage you to hold on. Don't give up. Don't quit. Because let me tell you, you're closer to the end than you had from the beginning. Hallelujah. God said better is the end of a thing than the beginning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you're about to come through. You're about to come through. And sometimes right at the breaking point, when you're right at that point of breaking through, of coming through, it's the toughest time. But that's the time that you really need to hold on with confidence to your God, knowing that your God is faithful, your God is true to his word. He said, I am not a man. I shall not lie. Good God Almighty. We know that Satan is the father of lies. God said that he's the author and the finisher of your faith. Come on, somebody. He's the author and the finisher. He's Alpha. Alpha and he's Omega. He is the beginning, he is the middle, and he is the end. There is no way that you can lose because the fight is fixed. He said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. I already designed your end from your beginning. He said, I know the plan that I have toward you, my God, and it is not evil, but it is of a good report. Be encouraged, my sister. Be encouraged, my brother, and know that victory is guaranteed to you. Winning is guaranteed to you, my God. Glory to God. So I want you to lift up your heads and look to the hills from whence cometh all of your help, because all of your help is coming from the Lord. Hallelujah. The one that delivers you out of all of your afflictions, out of all of your troubles. I don't care what it is. To God Almighty, I don't care what it is. It don't matter how bad it is. It don't matter how low it may seem. It don't matter how impossible it may seem, like you ain't going to come out. Oh, you coming out. You coming out, and you coming out on top. You coming out on fire. You coming out with a great anointing. You coming out above. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. And he's already set a table in front of your enemies that they may see the victory upon you. Hallelujah. So somebody may be talking about you today. That's because they don't know. They don't know the plan God have for you. Somebody may be laughing at you today, but don't you worry, because your day is coming and it's very near, very near. So you hold on and have faith and be strong in the Lord. My God, you've been listening to Straight to the Point tonight. Now, I hope y'all got something out of this, because I'm telling you, this was good here. This was Campbell's Soup good here. So don't worry. Whatever your affliction is, God already delivered you out of them. Victory is guaranteed to you. God bless you all. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. We're going to open up these lines and give you a chance to speak out. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Evangelist Maine, God bless you. What a great word tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Evangelist, I was looking up in Jeremiah. Is there anything too hard for God? And we know
anything.
It ain't. So ain't nothing too hard for the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. He does. He can do anything he needs to do. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, just joining us all across the globe, this is Straight to the Point, your host tonight, Evangelist Jackie Maine. So, Evangelist, before you go to the lines, I was really led to play the shofar tonight. I got to play 1 minute of the shofar.
Yes, going on tonight.
1 minute of the shofar, ladies and gentlemen. The shofar is played when we go to battle, and we are in a spiritual battle, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm getting ready to go to the lines in a minute, but I want to play at least 1 minute of the shofar as we honor God and honor the woman
of God. Yes, sir. Amen.
Jesus' name. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Praise him. Praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Lord have mercy. You know that
That piece was very timing. We needed to hear that tonight. God
yeah.
is so good and so worthy to be praised, because we come to lift up his name tonight, no matter what we're going through, no matter how bad the situation or the circumstances might seem. But we're going through it, and God is going to take us through it. God is just an awesome God, and God is just a wonderful God. God is just a magnificent God. Like the Psalm 34 in the first verse says, I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise will continue to be in my mouth. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to praise God at all times, and his praises will continually be in our mouth at all times. Because if we can't praise God, no matter what we're going through or how we're going through it, then we're in trouble. So we got to lift up the name of Jesus no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation is. We got to praise him. We got to lift him up. We're going through times of the pandemic time. We're going through COVID. COVID never left, but it's even getting a little heavier now. The war is going on. Children are getting killed. Gun violence. All kinds of stuff. We have all in every 50 states. Something is going on, even in the country. Over there in Ukraine, over in Russia, they fighting. But we still got to praise the Lord in all of that we're going through. We still got to praise him. We got to praise him no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation is. We got to give God some praises, because if we don't give God some praise, we'll never get out of the situation or the circumstances that we're in. See, that's what we're lacking at right now, because we're not praising God enough. We're taking his word for granted. We're not serious about what he said. We're not serious about life. We're not serious about circumstances and situations. I keep saying them two words because they're in my soul tonight. And those two words are very important. Situations and circumstances that we go through. People, places, and things will get in your way, so you got to always praise God and lift God up. So when these things come about, you have someone to lean on. My God, Jesus, thank you. Lean on to God's unchanging hand. My God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And I'm just so grateful tonight. And, Evangelist May, what a powerful word tonight. Thank God for you. I mean, God is so good and just so worthy to be praised. And we're just going to lift his name up tonight and give him the glory, because he deserves it. Let's give God some praises. Whatever we do, I don't care what we're going through, family problems, children's problems, war problems, killing, shooting, gun problems, we got to still praise God. Prices going up, inflation, gas problems, gas prices going up. I mean, we still got to praise God in spite of all of that we are going through, because he is the only one that can answer our prayers. He's the only one that can really forgive us. He's the only one that we have to look up to. The Bible said, look to the hills where cometh my help, and my help coming from the Lord. And we got to look to the hills. We got to look to the top of that mountain where the Lord is, and look to him and ask him questions, so we can get the direct answers in our Bibles that we read, that we say we read every day. We got to look in the Word of God tonight and every night to find what God is telling us, or why we're going through. Number one, because we have not been obedient children to God. That's why we're going through this now. We have not been obedient. We've been doing things out of our own because we want to do them. Not because God said this is what I want you to do. It's because we got to take I out and put we in there. It's not about I. We got to go we. Lord, have mercy. God is so good tonight. And I just give God the praises. And I ask that you continue to pray for me and my family. And that we will continue to serve God and continue to lift God up in any circumstances that we go through, any situation we go through, that we will continue to lift up the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Amen. God bless you, Elder. God bless you for that powerful word of God. I'm telling you, that is it. That is it.
Amen. Dr. Vaughn, thank you so
much.
Amen.
Yeah, we thank God for the Hembricks. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for their family and for them being with us tonight as well. Amen. 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 God bless the man and woman of God. Amen. Amen. Well, Daddies, we gotta go and hit our other sister. I know our other sister's fired up too there. Sister Sarah, I know you excited tonight as well. God bless you. Tornado Evangelist tonight.
Oh yeah.
God bless you.
Oh, I'm so thankful to the Lord. I'm so thankful to the Lord.
Yeah.
I am so thankful to the Lord tonight because, you know, my mother, well, actually we own a chauffeur as well, and so whenever it was blown tonight, I thank the Lord. It was just like I could feel the Lord, just his presence all around the room.
Ooh, yes, Lord.
And I'm so excited about this show. It has brought me on tonight. It has brought
yes.
me to another level. I'm telling you, all around the world, that the people of the world needs to be listening to the show, because I tell you this, it has brought us, it will bring you to another level in the
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ. I just wanted to say, woo! Hallelujah,
yeah.
Glory to God. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
I just wanted to say on tonight that if we put the Lord first, and cry
mm-hmm.
out unto the Lord, he will deliver you.
Yes.
So if we
will.
Give him the righteous cry that is needed on tonight and for always in our Lord, he will hear you. And if we give him the praise and honor, he will deliver you. Amen. I thank the Lord. And always remember, keep moving forward in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Sarah. We thank God for you and you as well. Keep moving forward in the things of the Lord, because I can see advancement. I can see growth around you. Amen. God's getting ready to elevate you and take you to another level in him. So you be encouraged and just keep seeking God and see what God will do in your life. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank the Lord
Amen.
For you.
Thank
Amen.
You. God
bless you. Amen. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. Thank you so much for being on the air with State to the Point and Evangelist Jackie Mays. And I want to say, too, Evangelist, thank you so much for who you are, because, ladies and gentlemen, we got to thank God for the woman of God who brought the word, because we got to be reminded almost every second of the day now, Evangelist. We got to be reminded
yes.
of the word.
Yes.
We thank God for State to the Point. Good night. Yeah, thank you so much. But ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, we want to thank all our evangelists around the world. We want to thank all our teachers, all our pastors, all our prophets, and all our apostles that are part of the fivefold ministry, as the Word of God has stated, and that bring and preach and teach the Word of God. So we honor the woman of God tonight, Evangelist Jackie Mays, who just reminds us how important it is to stay in the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up.
God,
back to you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. We do thank God for yet another moment and another opportunity, amen, to be on this platform to give God the glory and to speak what God have given unto us and to the world, whoever is listening. Amen. Whoever is out there listening. But, you know, we could not do this if we didn't have the opportunity to be on this platform. And I always want to give thanks and so much honor to Dr. Henderson for giving us this opportunity to be able to come forth and expound the word of the Lord. Amen. These are doors of opportunity for us to come and also to grow and to sharpen ourselves in the Lord, too, as well. So I thank God for Dr. Henderson. I thank God for all of those that are faithfully here every single week. I really appreciate it and thank God for you. I mean, you know, we're here on Monday night, it's Straight to the Point, and this is a prophetic broadcast.
This is a word. This is a broadcast where when you're going to get the word of the Lord, you're going to get it with fire, you know, because the presence of the Lord is just here on this platform, and we thank God and we honor the Lord and we reverence him because he is the one that makes it all happen, and we just want to give him glory. And again, I just want to encourage somebody. Yes, amen. I just want to encourage somebody on tonight and just remind you, you might be in a tough place right now, but don't you worry, because this ain't the end, and this is not your parking space. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are on the move. God is a God of advancement and movement. Amen. He's not a stagnated God. He's not a paralytic God, which I mean by that, and I think I just made that word up, but I mean he's not paralyzed. He's not paralyzed. God is elevating. God is escalating. God is advancing the body of Christ, and I just want to encourage you to jump in and just get on the waves, and let's flow with the Holy Spirit. Let's flow with God and move with him, you know, and just allow him to have his way in our lives. And yes, you're going to run into some bumpy roads. Yes, you're going to run into some trouble. Yes, you're going to run into some opposition, but we know that already. This ain't no easy route, but we're going to make it. Where else do we have to be? What else do we have to go? Who else can we run to? We only have him where our victory is, so we might as well stay with him for the ride. Come on, somebody. And so we just thank God because he is faithful. He is faithful to do what he said that he would do. And you just make it through those rough times. Just bear in to those troubled moments or that painful time or that struggling moment, because it ain't going to last always. You know, it all depends on how you ride through these storms sometimes that determines your outcome and your when you outcome. You can stay in it for longer than you need to if you don't have the right attitude. The Bible says here in the first verse, it said, I will bless the Lord at all times. That means it don't matter what's going on, I'm still going to bless the Lord. I'm still going to give God praise. I'm still going to run to the hills, which cometh my help. I'm still going to honor God. I'm not going to turn away from God. I'm going to run into him and be safe. Come on, somebody. And so when you have that kind of a posture and that kind of an attitude, you come on through much quicker and much easier, but you come on out with what you need, because when you go in, you're going in to get something. And when you come out, you're coming out with it. You know, so be encouraged to know these things are designed for our advantage. These things are designed for our good. You know, the Bible says all things are working together for the good. All things. I don't care what it is. It's working for the good of them that are called according to his purpose. So you want to make sure you stay in his purpose. As Pastor Hembrick was saying, that you can't do your own thing now. You got to be in the will of the Father. You got to be willing to submit unto his way, and whatever he want to do, go with his way. Put your way aside. Don't do your own thing anyhow, because you're going to run into some unnecessary storm then. Though he's going to bring you through, but it may be a little longer, and you may lose a little something. So just be prepared, you know, to know in your mind that I have hope and confidence in my God, that he's going to bring me through every affliction, every storm, every battle. I'm already guaranteed victory. Guaranteed victory. So be encouraged tonight, people of God, and know that our God reigns. He reigns. Amen. Don't walk around with your head hung down. Don't walk around in despair and depression like there's no hope that this is the end. Honey, we in a good little battle here, and we winning. You hear me? We in a good place. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because we on the winning side. We on the winning side. So we thank God again for yet another episode of Straight to the Point. We pray and hope that you were blessed and look forward to the transformation in you. Receive what the Lord has for you on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord for Dr. Vaughn once again for holding it down. I'm telling y'all, I thought I wasn't going to get through tonight. My phone was acting up. It's storming outside here. It's lightning, thundering, raining, and everything. And so I had to get to another phone, and I don't know too much about this one at all. But we thank God, because God always has a plan.
to always give us another another option. And so I thank God for allowing me to be on the line tonight. You know, I get excited about Straight to the Point. I really look forward to Monday nights. I don't know about you, but I do. I really look forward to Monday night, and especially when Dr. Henderson's going to be on. As you know, she's coming on like a firecracker. Yes, and so I thank God for my co-laborers in the Lord, the Hembrick Elder and Prophetess Hembrick. I thank God so much for you all. God bless you all for always being faithful and being here on the line to support and to do your part. We bless God for you as well. Well, listen, you've been listening to Straight to the Point. Listen, I want to leave something with you. I want to tell you to pray and always pray. The Bible says pray without ceasing and forgive. Always forgive and forgive quickly. God bless you all. We thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to meeting up with you again next Monday night right here on Straight to the Point. God bless you.
Come on, let's give God praise this morning. He's worthy to be worshipped and adored. Let's celebrate him. Come on, let me hear you make some noise. Yeah, come on. Yeah. Let's sing it every heart.
Come on, everybody, lift up your hands to the Lord. Now open your mouth and begin to bless him with the words of worship. Come on, shower him with the words of worship. Shower him with love. The Lord has been good to us all week. We owe him some worship. That's it. Come on, lift up your hands. That's it. Lift your hands in the sanctuary and bless the name of the Lord. Come on, you can turn the volume up on your worship. Come on, turn it up. He's been good. We worship you this morning. Wonderful Savior, strong deliverer, mighty God. We honor you in this house. There is none like you in all the earth, and we celebrate your name. Hallelujah to your name. Come on, everybody. I lift my hands.
I lift my hands. I praise you, Lord.
I bow my head.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been another Straight to the Point with Evangelist Jackie Mays tonight. She laid it out in the Word, ladies and gentlemen, tonight for you. I want to encourage you guys to read Psalms 34. Read the entire chapter of Psalms 34. It will bless you along with listening to the broadcast again. So thank you so much. I want y'all to share this out to everybody that you know, ladies and gentlemen. And remember that Jesus is Lord. Y'all take care. Have a great rest of the evening and have an awesome, awesome week. And ladies and gentlemen, once again, remember that Jesus is Lord. God bless you. Have a great one now. Take care. We'll see you next time.